Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Reply All's a long-running and popular show that shares some great stories stemming from our interactions with technology and internet life. It's been going for nearly 5 years, and over that time has released more than 140 fortnightly episodes. Each one gets millions of downloads. Some past highlights include one of the hosts, Alex Goldman, engaging with a phone scammer in India who's trying to take over his computer. Then he actually flies over to India to meet him. And there's also a recurring segment called Yes, Yes, No, where they try to decode some cryptic tweet or online message for the benefit of their less tech-savvy boss, the CEO of Gimlet Media, Alex Bloomberg. Here's some of another regular section called Super Tech Support, where listeners try to have their weird tech problems solved and answered. And for some reason, Ben can't listen to one of his favourite podcasts, 99% Invisible with Roman Mars, on the car stereo of his Mazda. But why?
My best guess is that because I looked at the file sizes, and I listen to things like Hardcore History and Blank Check, which have big file sizes, and it's not that. My best guess is maybe he's using some sort of weird audio codec that interacts strangely with my system, but I really couldn't tell you, so I don't know.
Ben thinks that because Roman's voice is so like warm and close in his podcasts, maybe he's doing something specific and technical to the files to achieve that?
That would be my actual guess. There's something about the actual kind of file, the way that Roman is putting, is converting his podcast to an MP3, that's just like too complicated for Ben's car system.
And I was thinking about it and I was like, these are the two constants in his problem. One is the podcast. It's always the same podcast. And the other is that it's always the same radio. I was like, maybe he just has like a bad radio.
But even if it's a bad radio, it's still interesting because like, why is this radio bad only with 99% Invisible?
Not only that,
but
we got another email from another person experiencing exactly the same problem with exactly the same podcast.
That is so weird.
All right, so I have to figure this out.
Okay, cool.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. It is a pleasure to hear your voice, not on a podcast.
Yes. Yeah, me as well. I was very delighted to get your email.
Are you totally in the dark as to why I would reach out to you?
Totally.
So I told Roman why I was calling him, and I told him about what was going on with Ben's car. There's one that causes his car stereo to freeze, shut down, and restart. And Roman had actually heard about this problem from other listeners.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. We got some details for it a few times from a few different people, but I've never really figured it out.
All Roman knows is that in some cars, Bluetooth plus car radio plus 99% Invisible causes everything to break. But he has no idea why. So I ran Ben's theory by him. He's like, well, Roman obviously cares about the sort of texture of the sound. Maybe he's doing something very specific to his files. And I'm curious, like, what is your setup like? Do you have a strange microphone of some kind?
No, I mean, we have a couple. I use like a shotgun mic in the studio.
But you're not using some kind of special encoding settings that are different from the rest of Radiotopia?
No. No.
Roman said that he had a theory that he's actually pretty confident about, which is the thing that makes his podcast unusual is that it uses the percent sign.
The percent sign, as in the percent sign 99% Invisible?
Yeah.
Oh.
he was like, it must just not play well with the stereo for some reason.
So it's like, because the stereo can also display the name of the podcast, there's something about just there being a symbol where it doesn't expect there to be a symbol where it breaks.
Yeah. And it really bums Roman out, honestly. He's been hearing about it for years from other people who are not Ben. But, like, what can he do about it? He's not going to change the name of the podcast.
You know, like, I would love it to be fixed. And I really, if somebody's a fan of the show, I really hate for them not to be able to hear it. Like, I wish it could be better, but I think I recognize the futility of me fighting it, I think, is the thing.
I feel like a primary fundamental tenet of super tech support is realizing that something is futile and well outside of our capability and putting on a football helmet and running headfirst into it anyway.
Well, I mean, if you solve it, I would be really grateful. This is one of those things where all these technologies are butting up against each other. And all I am is some little bit of grit that gets caught between the gears of, you know, tech companies, you know, not knowing how to pass things off and talk to each other. That's what I feel like I am.
The irony of this was crazy making. Like 99% Invisible, a podcast dedicated to explaining the beauty of good design, that is the one podcast that breaks when you try and play it on Ben's Mazda. It just felt like an imbalance in the universe that I had to correct. And Roman's theory about the percent sign, it felt really plausible to me. So I thought I'd start there. And I figured, like, if the percent sign is giving the car trouble because it's a special character, other special characters should break the car too. So I just wanted to test that theory.
Basically, you're thinking like classic tech support problem. Like, you have to replicate the glitch to understand it, to solve it.
Exactly. So I started thinking about other special characters. Like, you know, what about like the carrot or the curly brackets or whatever?
The curly brackets?
You know, the curly brackets next to the P.
Yeah, they look like they'd be music notation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we wanted to make a podcast that would break his stereo. And to do that, we devised a test.
Uh-huh. Who's we?
Me. Most of the team, to be honest.
Okay.
It was me, Tim, Anna, Fia, Emmanuel, Shruthi, Damiano.
I was about to make fun of you guys because I was like, oh, why does it take that many people to make a podcast? But it's like, literally, it takes that many people to make this podcast. So why wouldn't it?
Also, we didn't make one podcast.
How many podcasts did you make?
Well, let's just start at the beginning.
Okay.
So the first podcast we made is called Carrot Space Carrot. You know the carrot, which is
carrot,
above the six.
The little pointy upwards arrow.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Carrot Space Carrot.
Mm-hmm.
Whose job was it to make the podcast art?
It was mine.
Okay. Oh, it's pretty nice. It's like a child's drawing of like a Bugs Bunny carrot. And then in the background, there's a planet. Oh, I get it. It's like carrots and space.
I'm just going to play it for you.
Okay. Oh, God, we are in Alex Coleman territory. That's synth.
Hello. Welcome to the Carrot Space Carrot podcast. I recorded this in my attic.
I feel like this is the ASMR that, like, printers listen to when they're trying to go to sleep at night.
The atomic red carrot has slim roots that travel forward through time.
You're describing what?
The atomic red carrot.
I hate
time produces Daucus carota, or Queen Anne's lace. Don't you just feel, like, relaxed?
No, I don't feel relaxed.
How do you feel?
I feel like a robot's trying to mug me. Like a robot's trying to hypnotize me to go to sleep so it can mug my data.
Queen Anne's lace annihilates negative Queen Anne's lace.
I think I've had enough of this podcast.
Okay. So we made this podcast. We uploaded it to podcast apps and to an RSS feed.
Uh-huh.
We gave it to Ben.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him to try it in his car. Go ahead and listen. And we'll see if it breaks your car stereo.
All righty, let's do it. And play.
Can you look at your screen and see how this is affecting your stereo?
So, I have to tell you, it's it is functioning completely normally.
Interesting. It also means it's not filtering for the quality of podcasts.
So then we wanted to make a podcast to test the less than symbol, the tilde, which is the symbol that means approximately, and the greater than symbol.
Okay.
I'm just going to play you the beginning.
Okay. Well, that's jaunty.
Hi, this is Samin Nosrat. Welcome to Greater Than, Less Than, Approximately.
You got Samin Nosrat to make your fake podcast?
Yes.
Jesus.
Samin wrote the book Salt, Fat, Acid, Heat, and she also has a Netflix show by the same name.
Such a waste of talent.
Today, I'm joined by a cooking newbie, Alex Goldman.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you could be here.
You got her to teach you cooking? I've been trying to learn cooking from a book for like a year.
A berry clafoutis is basically a pancake with berries in it. But instead of being cooked on the stove, it's cooked in the oven.
Okay.
Do you feel like you can do that with me today?
I feel very excited.
Well, for a Mazda?
What you have to understand about this isn't your average cooking show. Because the only way that she could give me instructions is by telling me the ingredients were less than, approximately, or greater than
a eighth. Do you have sugar?
My heart is so... It's just such waste.
Yes. Less than, vanilla, approximately, or greater than some salt. Other thing. So let me find an example here.
The measurement for the sugar should be about... Have you ever had one of those toys that you know, those stress balls?
Yes.
Okay, you should put about a stress ball amount of sugar into the bowl.
So you're saying like greater than one of those super balls?
This is...
Yes, greater than a super ball.
So stupid.
Less than a softball.
Okay.
For the eggs, can you add an amount of eggs that's greater than the number of nipples you have?
So you're saying like less than the sides of a square.
Correct.
Anyway, the berry clafoutis I made, as you might imagine,
didn't turn out good.
Was not edible.
Yeah. So did this break the Mazda?
He popped it in his podcast player.
I'm ready.
Hi, this is Samin Nosrat. Welcome to Greater Than, Less Than, Approximately.
It seems to be working just fine.
Okay.
Some of the Roman Mars Mazda virus, episode 140 of Reply All from Gimlet Media, hosted by PJ Vogt and Alex Goldman.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.